Hello, Duchess. Today is the 6th of August, 1970. And I have been very anxious to make you a tape. So much to tell, as usual. Has been a marvelous R&R for me, Duchess. I came back from Japan night before last, which would be Tuesday night, and I had an absolutely great time. It went quickly. It was filled with different events, different people, and I got your letter yesterday when I got back on Tuesday night, Duchess, but I stayed in Saigon. Well, I had to go. Charmaine met me at the airport when I arrived, which is very, very nice. She always meets me. And then I went and saw Bill for an hour or so. And then I stayed with Charmaine that evening. And early Wednesday morning, we had a conference all day, Club Directors 3rd and 4th Corps. And that was a full day because you're not quite in the swing of things the first day, but it didn't take me but a half hour or so before I was in full swing because I had to give a great portion of this conference. But it's old stuff, SOP stuff, so it was no big problem. Anyway, and so then yesterday I got back up to, Wednesday night I came up to Long, what day is today? Today's Thursday, I guess, right. Came back last, yesterday, Duchess, but I didn't get a chance to make a tape to you because we went over to Phil Boyce's room. She's the club director here, and we had a couple of drinks, and then Bill Van Etten stopped in last night, and I didn't have the opportunity to say hello. Anyway, I got your letter yesterday when I arrived, and I just wanted to comment on one or two things. Let me lower this radio. It seems to be blaring away. Because I'll forget if I don't do it while I'm thinking of it, Duchess. And then I'll tell you about my trip to Japan. A couple of things here. One, you mentioned, the ring that I bought for you, which I mentioned a few weeks back, the one in Thailand, I showed it last night to Vera and Jane. I had not showed it to them before this, and they liked it very, very much, and so I was pleased because I told them this ring was for you, and it's the one that I had the guard put on, and you had mentioned in your letter that you had guards put on your other rings, the princess ring and the topaz. Well, I remember the topaz very, very well, but for the life of me, I can't remember the princess ring you have. And I really felt kind of silly. I read your letter and I thought, what princess ring does Phil have, you know? I probably will recognize it when I see it, Duchess, but right offhand, I thought you did not have a princess ring. Anyway, doesn't matter. I get mixed up. You know, it's a lot of rings and a lot of things in between a long period of time. Let's see. The letter was very newsy and very good. You mentioned something here that's very ironic, and we have done this once or twice before, Duchess, where you are thinking of something and I am thinking of it at the same time, and we sort of cross in our thoughts across the ocean, halfway around the world would be more accurate. But you said here, you said you hope to get some kind of a cookout stove. You said you would enjoy putting something on the coals. Well, when I was in Japan, I did very, very little shopping, which is unusual for me. But I did buy you and send home to you a hibachi stove. I had mentioned one of these to you when I was in Korea, and I didn't see them afterwards. And I saw one in Japan. It's small, Duchess, but you can put two large steaks on there, and you can set it outside on the patio or wherever. And it was already on its way, of course, 4 or 5 days by the time I got this, came back and got this letter. And this has happened before, and it's funny the way we seem to think almost at the same time, because by the time when you were writing this letter, I was pretty close to the same time I was deciding to buy this little stove. So it's funny. Anyway, so you can expect that. But that is about all I bought in Japan, Duchess. I did buy a kimono for myself. I need a kimono, like I need a hole in my head. But nevertheless, I do have one. I mean, what would be the sense in going to Japan without a kimono? I should have paid more attention to things I wanted to buy. I didn't. I always think about Christmas and things like this for people here. I always mean to buy a dozen gifts or so that you can give when something comes up, some special occasion. And I don't see exactly what I like, and therefore I don't buy anything. But so often here, somebody is going home or has a birthday or something, and you can't buy a thing that isn't in the PX. And of course, everybody's very familiar with PX items. So when the girls make these trips, very often they buy things and ship them home, and then they have them to give out. And I didn't do this, and I wanted to do it. I did. What happens to me, Duchess, is I go, and then, I saw these cute little bells. They're like chime bells. And I bought, I don't know, 6 or 8 of them. And I also bought, it was the funniest thing, it's a novelty thing. It's a little oyster with a pearl in it, and it's in water, and it's in a plastic container. And it says something about there's a pearl in every oyster. Anyway, it was kind of cute, and so I bought 6 or 4 of them or whatever, and put it in this box and sent it to myself here in Vietnam. And when this stuff comes, I just give it out right away. Therefore, I don't have anything when I need something. This I have done. Usually, I always bring back a little something for everybody in the office. And this can run up to 10, 12 items. And so I do this, and then as I say, when something special comes up, I don't really have anything. Anyway, it is amazing. I will refer back to your other in between my stories. But normally when I go away, at least in the past, I run about $100 a day on what? I haven't the vaguest idea, Duchess, but I went 3 days to Bangkok, and it cost me just $300. 5 or 6 days in Australia, and it was $500 or so. And so on. Taiwan was no better. However, in this trip to Japan, I think I spent about $200, unless I'm not counting correctly. And I had, as I said, a marvelous time, but I did very, very little shopping. And Japan is one place you certainly can shop. They have everything. I did shop for other people. I looked for the oddest things. I looked for some kind of a hand cream that Charmaine wanted. I got a soap, a large box of this soap that she wanted. And I looked for some split bamboo fly rods. This is a fishing rod, which I didn't find. And I went shopping for a camera for somebody. And Jane wanted a hasp and lens, contact lens solution, and all these crazy things, chess set somebody wanted, and stuff like that. Anyway, I didn't realize how many things I was shopping for, and none of them for myself. And as I say, something else I did pick up, Duchess. This was an afterthought after I had mailed the stove to you. It's just a little stove, Duchess, very, very tiny. But I realized then that you would need these long forks in order to, whatever you're cooking. You know, this little stove would be great for hors d'oeuvres, or you can do fondue, beef fondue, do they call it? Whatever you decide to do, I convinced myself you had to have these spears or whatever. So I did purchase a few of them, and I have them here. I don't know when I get around to mailing it. Just like the candlestick, I still have that here. I just don't have a box for it. But other than that, I didn't buy anything. And I can think now of many things. I think I'm getting out of the buying habit. Anyway, let me get back to this letter. And then it struck me funny. I did not get this letter, obviously, prior to going. But you had said you thought maybe you'd like a little hat to wear in the yard, like the little red one. It's probably worn out at this point. I can't honestly say I saw any hats that you might enjoy wearing, but I am sorry I didn't get it in time. I certainly would have looked. Let's see. Oh, in case I did not mention it, Duchess, and I don't recall because it's been a couple of weeks, which is pretty long for me, but it's been a couple of weeks since I taped you, and that's because I didn't get the chance to do it prior to leaving. Oops, almost dropped all my papers. I'm holding your letter here, the letter I got yesterday. Let's see, so many things you mentioned, so many good things. You mentioned that Cho-Cho perhaps would be visiting this Saturday, I guess, the 8th. And also that she had done Butterfly in June and wore the white gown, and that's marvelous. I'm glad she wore it because that was the purpose of buying it. And I have not heard from Cho-Cho in a very, very long time. I'm sure it's months, and I don't know what's happening or what she's doing. I'm just as bad, Duchess. I have not made a tape, and I certainly have not written. I think I have forgotten how to write a social letter. Anyway, something I must ask you about. You said on your letter that I spoke of a radio for myself. I don't think so, Duchess, because you're right. I did buy a little radio. I have it right here at my elbow, and what I think I mentioned, and I could be wrong, but what I meant was the amplifier. The amplifier is the thing that has the power for the tapes that you play, Duchess. The Kenwood amplifier. I think I asked you if you would like one for yourself. And of course, Japan was the place to buy it. That's where 99% of all the stereo stuff comes from. But I thought, if you would like to have one of your own with some speakers or something, I certainly would try to work out some kind of a combination that I could get over here to send home. I don't need a radio. I have one here. I have two. One, the old one, it's broke. Needs something done to it. But pay attention, Duchess. If you wanted an amplifier, this is what I was asking. Amplifier has the radio included in it, usually AM and FM. So I think that's what my question was. And I want to congratulate you on your first rose bush. Very good. Marked all these things down. Okay. Let's see. What else? You mentioned about the TV, too. I looked at a couple of small sets in Japan. I really didn't spend much time with it. I didn't see that much color TV, but I guess you're right that just a small set probably would be difficult with color. I'm not sure color is down to what it should be. It's from some of the sets I've seen, and they certainly haven't been that many. You have to know how to adjust it. I think it would be possibly a little blurred on a small set. I don't know. I may, these that are available, the ones I showed you in that Pacex catalog, they are very small. I think the largest probably is a 12-inch, maybe a little bit more, but not too much more. And I just haven't decided either, but you feel pretty sure now you do not want one. Of course, as I say, while I was in Japan, that was the time. It was kind of a chopped-up week, Duchess, and I didn't get to do a lot of shopping, and I'll tell you all about it. I better hurry up before I run out. Anyway, okay, on the TV, I don't know what I'll decide on the TV. I'll just wait and see. I can't make up my mind either. Anyway, those were one of few things, I should say, that I wanted to kind of comment on. I thought there were others, but I'm not doing very well. One hand on the microphone and one on the letter. Anyway, and another thing I wanted to mention to you. A couple of things. in case I did not forget, on the property, Duchess, they did send me my deed to the land. I think I mentioned this to you. And that was sitting in the back of my mind because you mentioned it in your letter. And also, I had a very nice note from Auntie Lizzie, and it was the envelope, the self-addressed envelope that you had sent to her. And she wrote a very cute note with a on a card that had a simply adorable picture of a little lad in a plaid skirt, whatnot, sitting in front of a thistle, two thistles. And it says, "Me and my wee Scottish friend come to say hello to you." And that was what Auntie Lizzie had written there. And I was very pleased to hear from her. And unfortunately, I did not answer. I was going to get a note off to you while I was in Japan. But I don't know. I just somehow didn't get around to doing too much. Oh, dear. I've been most fortunate with these R&Rs. What else? Dear, Gussie. Okay, I think I'll flip this over, Duchess, and tell you a little about the trip to Tokyo. I did get a chance to ride the bullet train, which is very, very nice. It didn't appear to go as fast as people say. They say it goes over 100 miles an hour. Well, perhaps it did, but I do some...